There's a debate going around about girl math versus boy math. And I feel deep down in my heart, this conversation is going to go very left. So I'm going to read off some girl math. And Roman, I want you to let me know if this makes sense.
Oh, Lord.
It's probably not, but let's go.
Okay. If I pay for something in cash, then it's free.
No, it doesn't make sense. No. I've heard that one plenty of times. My sister tried to explain it to me. I've told her countless of times. It does not make sense.
It makes sense to me.
I literally did that yesterday.
I just went to the mall and like half the stuff that was in cash. I was like, oh, this doesn't even count.
Yeah.
That don't make no sense.
Yeah, it was like I think my
reasoning is whatever is in my bank account is like my official real money.
Yeah.
So if I use any type of card, that's like me using real money. If I use a credit card, it's gonna turn into me using my real money because I have to make payments on it. If it is just cash that I carry around in my wallet, then it hasn't touched any of my real money, so it's just there. So right, basically, I could use it on whatever, and it doesn't count towards what like my real money looks like.
Yes, it's like side money.
If I spend $20, it's not like I have $20 less from my account. It's just I spent $20 that wasn't even touching my real money, so it's nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. That makes zero sense.
How does that money not is make money. Sense?
Money is money, whether it is in cash form or in digital form. That is money that is accounted for in your pocket.
But it's not that real money, like she just.
But
said,
it so. Is real money.
It's not.
It's not.
Real it's money really was not. Paper before it was digital.
But now it's digital.
But no. But yeah. Money is money. Money's
if
money.
If I have to pay for something on like Apple Pay, that's a thing. If I have to Zelle somebody something, that's a thing. Everything that is connected to my actual bank account that takes my paycheck is real money.
And what I'm saying is. Anything that costs and I gotta pay for it and if something come out of my pocket, that's money. Whether it is cash or it's from my bank account. Either way, that is $20 that is no longer in my pocket.
See, and cash has like a time limit too. So at first, like when I actually go to the ATM and take the money out, it's like it's like it's real money. But once it sits in my wallet for like a couple weeks, then like the time limit on it being real money has expired, so then it's just free.
That doesn't even make sense. That does not make sense. That makes absolutely zero sense.
Yeah, it
because makes if
sense.
I and go to this store,
especially if it's cash that I've kind of forgotten that I've had in there, then it's completely like, you know, I'm getting a deal out of that one actually.
Yes.
Because if it is cash that I forgot, I'm like, oh snap, I forgot I got this up in here. Cool. And then I use it. That's an extra $50 that I didn't know I had. That's what's in my head. Not, oh, free money. Like, that's not, no.
It's free money. This literally happened to me, like, literally, like, 2 days ago. Because I've been trying to save my money. Well, the money that's in my bank account. And so I was like, dang, I can't even give me, like, order me some food. Man, so my brother, there's, like, this, like, this burger spot right around the corner. He was going to go get some. And I'm like, I want some too. So I was checked in my little pocketbook, $20 in there that I forgot I had. Ooh. I said, oh, yes, I can get me something. So I gave him the $20, got my money back. And I'm like, it was like I didn't even spend it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I didn't have to touch anything on my card.
That doesn't make sense.
I think when it comes to like my actual bank account, type thing, I already have the number set of like how much I need to spend on like bills and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So then it's like in my head, it's like I can't go anything below this like set number with my bank account. So when I spend cash, it's not touching that number. So that's why it's like I'm not spending real money because my numbers are staying the same.
Yeah, exactly.
And despite all that,
it makes perfect
whatever
sense.
Whatever money you got that you could spend is money.
Well, obviously
like
it's money. It's just that money that's affecting
coins,
my other money.
Yes.
If you got a jar full of coins, do you consider that money or is just a jar full of coins?
That's even freer than paper money.
Yeah. Oh.
when I go to like the like roller rink or whatever, and I literally get in with just dimes. Like I got in for free.
That doesn't even make sense. Because
all of our like main stuff that like revolves around our bank account money. So like, and like even like when we get paid, it just like goes directly into our bank account. So everything just like revolves around the bank account. So anything outside of that isn't like really looked at as, you know, affecting anything.
Yeah.
So if we have I feel like
cash just automatically becomes any like my spending money no matter what because it's not in my bank account.
Yeah.
Yeah, I use cash as like emergency.
That's my reward.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a time where I forgot I had like $200 in cash in my wallet. I did not know that for like a month.
I love when that happens.
That's great.
It was free money.
Free money?
That's not free money.
That's how it works though. Because like sometimes I'll get money and it's like, oh, I know I'm going to really need this later. So I will purposely go and lose it like in my room or somewhere in my purse so that when I find it, it's like a surprise to me. And then that means I can totally spend it on whatever I want.
Yep.
But that doesn't make sense. Because still $200 I was just in your account.
This is why it's called girl math.
And that's why it don't make no sense.
No.
Give us a boy math scenario, Jay. Let's even the playing field.
Exactly.
What they got.
Okay, one sec. Talk amongst ourselves while I find something.
You said what?
Talk amongst ourselves.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I will say, some girl math stuff I'll watch, I'm like, no, I don't agree with that. But when it comes to that one, that makes total sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
It doesn't. It
happens all the time.
It doesn't.
I'm glad that it's not, I'm not the only one that thinks that way. When I saw that, I was like, okay, this is like a thing.
Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be.
Yeah. I think it's just because like I mentally budget type thing. So it's like I know.
Same.
Or like I'll tell myself when I do and I don't have money based off of what the number in my bank account is showing. Exactly. So anything outside of that means it's just spending money because it's not a part of my budget like that.
Exactly.
Well, but that, again, that still don't make because it's still...
I'm not saying it's not real money per se. I'm just saying it's not like I don't feel bad when I spend it. Yeah, if I had to like pay like what I paid today out of my actual like credit card and bank account, like or a debit card, I'd feel like oh man, like I really spent way too much money today. Like I'd feel some type of way about it. But because it was in cash, I don't feel anything about it. And so I feel happy that I spent that money because it didn't affect, you know, my important money. It's still real money. It's just the way I feel about spending it is different.
Right.
Okay, I have a boy math one.
All right.
Boy Let's math see. Is being 5'10", but rounding it up to 6 foot.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I can't relate to that. I'm 5'7". Like, so. I'm not even going to defend that. I mean, a lot of guys are mad at dudes who do that.
See, especially I feel like guys it's not who are just... 6 foot.
They're like 5'10", 5'11", you're not 6 foot. So stop saying you're 6 foot because you're making the guys who are 6 foot look bad because we're actually 6 feet and no one believes it because they ran into dudes who was 5'10 and 5'11 talking about that they're 6 foot.
No, no, no. Let me tell you, because my brother did that boy math thing a couple months ago. And so he, in his mind, he's like, oh, I'm like 6'5". And I was like, you're not 6'5". I'm pretty sure you're like 6'1". He's above 6 foot. Like, we already know this. But I was like, you're still adding too much. Like, I know you're over 6 foot, but you're not like 6'5". I know that for a fact. He's like, no. So I literally had to bust out the tape measure. And he ended up being like 6'2". And he was like crushed. And I was like, dude, you're already... over 6 foot, like you,
yeah,
it's not really a problem for you. He's like, no, like I really just thought, like he genuinely like thought he was 6'5" for some strange reason.
I don't understand why. I can understand in a sense, like if you played basketball, a lot of guys want to be taller, But just in regular day-to-day life, bro, if you 5'10", 5'11", you already taller than the average dude. Like, that's just accept the fact that you 5'10 and 5'11", bro. Like, and stop trying to act like you 6 foot or you 6'3", because you're not. You don't even look it.
Yeah.
How about this? Boy Math is having a 70-inch TV but no dining table.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, no. What do I need a dining table for? I'm by myself.
It just looks better.
I don't even eat at a dining table at people's homes who got dining tables. Like, unless, of course, you know, to respect and make sure I don't make a mess, I eat at the dining table. But other than that, if I am in my own place, I don't need a dining table just for me to eat there by myself. A dining table is to have when you have guests. A dining table is when you know you got a lot of people in the house.
This apartment, you ain't never going to have a guest show up and want to sit down at a real chair and table.
Exactly.
I will have foldable tables. Yeah. There you go. Here you go. You get to sit there in a nice comfortable chair and you get to eat your food. I'll sit on the floor and eat.
What foldable chair is comfortable?
That's a foldable table.
No, you didn't just say foldable chairs.
Well, you're not sitting on the table. You're sitting on a chair. I said, I hand you a foldable table. If I said foldable chair, I meant to say table. I hand you a foldable table. I'm already going to have a comfortable chair. And you sit there and you eat your food. And then when you're done, put it up.
Let me ask some follow-up questions. So this foldable table, is it like the real ones that people use at parties where it's like the white and stuff like that? Or is it just like, you know, that, what is it called? Like a TV tray? That like the wood ones you just kind of pop open?
Yeah, it's one of those. Your individual table. You don't need nothing extravagant to eat your food. Like, I don't understand.
And am I eating this food off of some paper plates and plastic forks?
Probably. Look, what's important is you getting your sustenance. Nah, I mean, I'll only do that if I really don't feel like doing dishes. But
so you're going to have real cups, but not a real plate?
I have real plates. But real plates is for the dishes that's extremely hot that can't go on a paper plate. Other than that,
I feel like we need to open a whole textbook of boy math real quick.
Like, you don't
foldable
really...
tables? Are you kidding me?
No, it's enough space for you to have your food and a drink.
Are we
and
eating
you
this
sit there
on like
and you
the couch?
Eat your food. I'm gonna have a chair or something.
What is a chair or something?
A chair or something. Something for you to sit on that's comfortable so that you can sit there and enjoy your meal as watching TV. But having
a
whole
couch.
Dining table, it could be a couch. But having a whole dining table for people who I'm not going to have over a whole lot, no, that's a waste of space. I could dedicate that space to something else.
Okay.
So what do you need a 70-inch TV for?
For when I play my games and I watch TV. Like,
what's wrong with a 50-inch? What's wrong with a 40-inch?
Because the bigger the TV, the better the TV, the better the quality.
That's not, no, that's what?
That's exactly what it is. The better the video quality. I can sit there and I can play my game and I can see a whole lot more than if I had a smaller TV.
I have a question for you, Roman.
What's up, Jay?
So, I'm going to read this one. It says, Boy Math is having an apartment with one game system, two TVs, and zero hand towels. Will you have hand towels in your apartment?
Oh, yeah, I have hand towels.
Okay.
I have hand towels. But yeah, the rest of that is true. Look, you don't need a whole lot to survive.
So you don't really need a 70-inch TV.
Right, that's a one. And since
so
it's my money and it's in my space, yeah, I'm going to give me a TV stand, a nice TV stand that's going to hold my 75, maybe 80-inch TV with my gaming systems right next to it.
You need a TV stand, but you don't see why you would need a table.
Right. I don't know. I don't need a dining table for people who's not going to be at my house often.
So will you only have one spoon, one fork, one knife?
No, I'm going to have multiple silverware. But what I'm saying is, as a person who is living there and I'm living by myself, I do not need to have a dining table for people who's going to come 5 times out of the year. That's a whole lot of space that could be used for something else. I can get one of those gaming card tables, fold that bad boy out, boom. Sit there, you can eat. I get one of these little wooden tables, fold it out. Here you go. Put your plate there. Here's your drink. Have at it. Because it doesn't enhance the experience of you eating your food.
So say you get a new apartment. What furniture do you feel like will be in there that is a need?
That is a need?
That is a need.
Somewhere to sit, somewhere to sleep. That's all that's needed.
I hate when you start saying the word somewhere, because that don't explain anything.
In a living room.
A couch and a like full bed with like bed frame and everything, or just like a mattress and a beanbag. Like those, like it's the same thing as you said. It's something.
Yeah.
But I'd like to know which.
For me, it don't matter. Because either way, I'm fine with it. A beanbag is comfortable. I sit there, I'll be chilling in it, and I could be playing my game in my room. I don't necessarily need a bed frame. Have a mattress, put that bad boy in the corner, call it an evening.
Would you have a bedside table next to that mattress at all? Maybe a light?
I probably have a ceiling fan with a light on it.
A dresser. Are we getting a dresser?
Yeah, we'll have a dresser. Where am I going to put my clothes?
I don't know. Somewhere. In something.
Yeah, I'm going to have a dresser.
Hey.
Those basic necessities, I'm going to have. But other than that, me having this extravagant apartment is not happening.
I don't know why a bed frame is screaming extravagant.
It's not screaming extravagant, but I got to put that bed frame. It's not
screaming necessity either?
No, it's not. Because I'm not sleeping on a bed frame. I'm sleeping on a mattress. As long as that's comfortable, I'm fine.
Okay.
I just hope and pray whenever you move out that you're married.
Me too.
What is wrong with me literally having a comfortable mattress for me to go to sleep in?
You know, the thing
I ain't going
is
over your house.
The thing is, there's nothing wrong with it, right? Because, you know, there's some people, that's all they can afford. And it's like, okay, if that's all you got, that's fine. The problem is when I walk in, and I start calculating how much all these gaming systems and the surround sound and these multiple TVs and the multiple computer monitors for the gaming systems probably cost. And I'm like, somewhere in there, we could have afforded a bed frame.
But a bed frame isn't necessary. Like, if I want a bed frame, yeah, I'll spend my money and buy a bed frame. But what you're talking about is a game system that I bought years ago. The TV's probably new, and so is the surround sound system. Those are the only two new things, and of course, that table. But these gaming systems I bought 2, 3, 4, or 5 years ago. So
I'm saying you could play the game on a smaller TV without surround sound.
But that completely eliminates the whole purpose of me playing the game. I'm not playing the game just to play. I'm playing to get immersed. Video games is for me to have fun and to escape reality for a bit. I can't do that on an itty-bitty TV about this big with a sound system that is poor. No, I'm about to have fun when I play games and when I watch TV. When I'm watching anime and somebody's powering up, I want to feel the scream in my chest. If I'm watching an action movie,
on a tablet with some like good headphones.
Nah,
it's the same thing.
Nah, that's doing too much. I'm literally sitting here with a tablet when I got a whole TV. that I could have with a gaming system that I could just sit here and be like, dude, and I just sit there and I'm eating my food and I'm watching it. A tablet is too inconvenient.
Okay. I'm going to be with these two and pray that you got like a wife.
Man, I'm going to be just fine.
I mean, you're going to live because you're going to have those, you know, basic necessities that you need to survive. But you're definitely not going to thrive. That I could say. I don't know what you're doing, but it's not thriving.
I'm going to be just fine. I'm going to be sitting there like, man, look at all this money in my pocket because I am buying all this unnecessary stuff.
The same amount of money you could have had in your pocket with, you know, more necessary stuff and less unnecessary stuff. But
a dining table isn't necessary.
What's next?
A bed frame isn't necessary.
What's next?
Viewers, if you think a dining table is necessary, leave a comment.
Oh.
We are towards the end, so we're going to do our song suggestions.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go first. I go first.
Me? Yeah. Okay. Did I do this song already? I don't think I did. But mine's is gonna be like a really like a throwback to the 90s. It's a song that just always gets me in my feels. Very nice song for like cruising and stuff like that. It's called Love's Taken Over by Shantae Moore. It's a really, really beautiful song. It's a really chill song. Very cruisy. Nice R&B chill song that is just vibes. So, yeah.
Okay. Ari?
I'm going to just go with, like, the song I feel like I've been listening to the most this week. And it has been Sensational by Chris Brown, actually.
Ooh.
How you feeling? Sensational. Yeah. What didn't I do for you, girl?
Okay, they started out.
I really didn't want to say it because I know how Miss J gets about him, but like literally when I tell you, like, the song has been stuck in my head uncontrollably. Like every time I'm going home from work, like somewhere in there I gotta play it just because.
Oh yes.
And I already love like a lot of like African like music like that. So like when
Afro beats.
Yeah. And especially because it's like he's like with actual like Lojay, which is like one of my favorite like African artists. And I was like, oh,
this nice. Yes.
It's a very nice song. It didn't change my life or anything, but it's a nice song.
Jay, get your life. Are you okay?
You don't understand how much I love that song so much.
Okay.
I kid you not, I played that song 5 times in a row on my way back to Vegas. And then some.
I would believe it, actually.
Yes, we believe you.
I'll agree. Like, for right now, it's kind of like, I'm kind of like fixed on it. So I'm pretty sure I played it like at least 3 times today.
Mm-hmm. It's a great song. Shout out to Chris Brown.
It's a good song.
Shouts out to Mr. Breezy.
And his Cosmic Crunch.
Anyways, I'm not doing this again. No.
Which one you got, Roman?
All right. My song suggestion is Rebirth of Slick by Diggable Planets. Cool like that. Right down your block. We beat to rap, what key beat to lock, but I'm cool like that. 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 It's one of the songs that when my job had me building tables at the time, it would be one of the songs that I choose to listen to right when I'm about to leave. because at the end of it, it says we out. But I always time it as soon as I walk out that door.
Wow.
But I love the beat. I love the groove, the rhythm of it. It's a really good song, in my personal opinion.
I didn't know that was the actual song until after I heard E-40's version.
Oh gosh, E-40.
He did a version.
Yeah. It's called Yay Area. My song suggestion is also on the Afrobeat side.
Okay.
Ooh. It's called This Love. It's by Spinall, Wizkid, and Tiwa Savage. This love, now I'll angolo. This love, now I'll tick tick yo. They could play love with the movie yo. They can play where you go, they play mommy yo. Mommy yo, mommy yo, mommy yo. Girl, now me go, they play daddy yo. Girl, if you be baby, I be nanny yo. See how she find like a granny yo. I love Tiwa Savage. Her voice is amazing.
All right.
That was our song suggestions for the week. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Let us know if you would have a dining table in your room, in your house.
Please.
Or if you think that spending cash is, if cash is free money.
Yes.
Because I don't like no sense.
I don't know how to end this, so I'll see y'all. We'll see y'all next time. So.